Okay, welcome back for day two of Shinju and Tongue Blossoms. I'm Kat.
And I'm Laura.
And so let's see what we talked about in day one. So Stacy and Josie, our traveling women, go to Shinju County on the train.
Oh, okay. And of course, in case you guys don't know, Shinju has the biggest Hakka population in Taiwan.
The Hakka people, they came from China hundreds of years ago. They're very hardworking, and they have something very important there in Shinju.
Oh, right. Okay. 大家应该猜到吧，就是客家。 家童花, so the tongue blossoms. They're also called snow in May because they're white, right?
That's right. And the trees are actually useful to the Hakka people as well as beautiful because they provide them with oil and wood.
Okay, now I can't wait to continue our article because they are now going to a tongue blossom trail, the exciting part.
So let's find out what they're up to.
Discover Taiwan. Shinju County. Tongue blossoms and Hakka life.
Josie and Stacy arrive at Huilong Trail. Tongue blossoms cover the trail.
The flowers really do look like a thick carpet of snow.
Aren't they beautiful?
Do these trees only grow in Shinju County?
No, you can see them in other places too. There's actually a National Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival. I just brought you to Shinju to get the true Hakka experience.
Josie and Stacy stop to take some photos.
I'm curious about the Hakka people. I'd like to learn more about them.
I think we should visit the New Tao House Hakka Cultural District in Zhubei.
Josie and Stacy finish the trail and head to Zhubei.
You can see some old Hakka buildings here. Sometimes people come here for the farmers markets on weekends.
Wow, these old buildings are fascinating.
Let's look around and then get some delicious Hakka food.
I'm in.
Josie and Stacy start walking around the old buildings.
Do these trees only grow in Shinju County? Where else in Taiwan do these trees grow? Can we see these trees in other places in Taiwan?
I brought you to Shinju to get the true Hakka experience. You can experience the true Hakka life in Shinju. Visiting Shinju is a good way to experience the true Hakka life.
Thick, thick. You should wear a thick sweater today. It's cold outside. You should wear a thick sweater today. It's cold outside. Experience, experience. Visiting Hawaii on vacation was a fun experience. Visiting Hawaii on vacation was a fun experience. Curious, curious. Claire was curious about elephants, so she read a book about them. Claire was curious about elephants, so she read a book about them. Head, head. It's time to leave work and head home. It's time to leave work and head home.
认识字汇
Cultural District Fascinating
Okay, so we start off today and Josie and Stacy arrive at Huilong Trail. So there's tongue blossoms all over. Tongue blossoms cover the trail.
Wow, okay, sounds really beautiful.
Yeah.
So Josie 跟 Stacy 抵达回龙步道，然后呢，这个桐花覆盖在步道上，好美哦。
And Josie says, oh, the flowers really do look like a thick carpet of snow.
Okay, so 这些花朵看起来真的很像怎么样？一层厚厚的雪呢 ，thick.
Thick is our first word power word for today. It's an adjective spelled T-H-I-C-K, thick. Let's find out what it means. Okay, so this word thick means something like big and wide or tall. The opposite of thick is thin. So if you have one paper, that's very thin. But if you have many, that's thick, like a book is thick.Thick or thin hair could be something you talk about. If you have a lot of hair, then you might have thick hair. Or if you have not very much hair, you have thin hair. Or a liquid, like water or honey. Water is thin and honey is thick because it takes a long time to drip down or it's easy to move. Maybe you can talk about your skin in sort of a way where you say if you are thin-skinned, you are easy to hurt your feelings. If you're thick-skinned, it's not easy to hurt your feelings. So the flowers covering the trail are so thick, they look like snow. Here's another example. You should wear a thick sweater today. It's cold outside. You should wear a thick sweater today. It's cold outside.
Thick 当然就是厚的这个形容词，或者是它的相反词一定是 thin， 没错，就是薄薄的。像是呢，我现在要举一个蛮恶心的东西 ，a thick layer of dust， you're very dirty， OK， 就是你会堆厚厚的一层灰，或者是呢，像是你可以形容衣服 a thick sweater or a coat， 就是厚毛衣或是外套。我们看回例句哦，他就说你今天应该穿件厚的毛衣 ，a thick sweater， 因为外面天气很冷。
Very cold outside. Yeah, so we see a couple more grammar points here too, which is like do and a carpet of.
Right,
so
okay.
So what's this do for?
Right, 当我们用 do 或是 does 还有 did 在肯定句当中，然后后面又接上一个原形动词哦，就是要用强调的语气，真的怎么样，的确是怎么样。像是呢，如果有人问说 can I buy stamps here? 我可以在这里买些邮票吗？那你可以说 well, we do sell them.But we don't have any at the moment. 就是我们在这里的确有卖邮票，就是强调的语气，但是现在没有货啦。OK, 那刚刚好看到 a carpet of snow, 就是一层堆雪，没错 ,a carpet of, 就是覆盖在地面的一些什么东西，通常是软的东西，一层什么什么。OK, so back to your conversation.
So Stacy says,Aren't they beautiful?
Aww, 他们很美吧? Of course they are.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And Josie says, do these trees only grow in Hsinchu County? That's a good question.
Good question. Yeah. 对,他说这些树只有在新竹县生长的吗? Yeah.
I wonder. But Stacy says, no, you can see them in other places too. Mm-hmm. There's actually a national Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival.
Wow.That sounds really nice. Okay,
I'd like to go to that.
Right, 他说没有耶，你也可以在其他的地方看到这个桐花。事实上呢，有个全国客家桐花节呢。I think I know this festival.
Oh, really? Okay,
it's very famous.
Yeah. Well, and Stacy says I just brought you to Hsinchu to get the true Hakka experience. Probably because they have the most tong trees.
That's true. 他说我只带你来新竹，所以让你可以体验真实的客家生活 experience.
Experience is our next word power word. This is another nice long one, spelled experience. Experience. It's a noun. Let's find out what it means.Okay, if you have an experience, that means you're able to say, I did that thing. If you have the Hakka experience, for example, you can say, like, I saw Hakka places, I learned about Hakka people, saw Hakka art, and why tong trees are important. All of those things are part of the Hakka experience. It's like being able to say you did something in your life. For example, you could have a good experience, which is something you did and you liked it,But if you have a bad experience, it's something that happened to you and it wasn't fun, or maybe it made you kind of scared. A work experience, if you have work experience, means you did some work before, you have experience in this job. A verb, you can use experience as a verb too. I experienced an earthquake. I had an experience of being in an earthquake. So here's another example. Visiting Hawaii on vacation was a fun experience. Visiting Hawaii on vacation was a fun experience.
Experience 在本课当中有体验的意思，它是当作名词来用哦，但是它也有经历的意思啦。OK, 像是呢，我觉得说 the best way to learn is by experience or by doing things.、
Mm-hmm.
最好的学习方式就是在实践中学习。OK, 那看回刚刚课文的例句是说呢，去夏威夷度假，哇！It sure sounds like a fun experience if you're visiting Hawaii. Okay, 是个有趣的体验 I want to go there too.
Me too.、Mm. I've been to Hawaii a few times and it's、nice. always a good experience.、
Mm, I need a vacation.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, so Josie and Stacy stop to take some photos.、Ah. Doo, doo, doo. They're probably taking photos of the tongue blossoms.
Right.
Huh? Yeah.
所以这是我们看到 Josie and Stacy 他们停下来来拍一些照片 Stop to do something.注意哦，跟 stop doing something 可是完全有不同的意思哦。首先我们看一下，停下来某一件事情，然后去做另外一件事情。比方像是 he stops to read， 就是你停下来，本来在不管他现在在做什么，就是停止，然后改去读书这个动作，所以表示他还没有 read， 还没有念书哦。那如果是 stop reading something, 就是停止做某件事情原本在做的事情。所以比方我说 he stops reading, 就是他停止阅读这样子的一个动作啦。
Mm-hmm. So, Josie says, I'm curious about the Hakka people. I'd like to learn more about them.
Right, that's great. Okay, Josie, 他就说诶我对客家人很好奇我想要更加的了解他们。
So I wonder what she could learn about them.
Yeah,
and this ties into our next word power word, which is curious. So curious is spelled C-U-R-I-O-U-S. It's an adjective. Let's find out about it. Okay, so this word curious means that you want to know more about something or know a lot of things or you're interested in something in a good way. If you're a curious child, you're a child who maybe asks a lot of questions or gets into things that maybe you shouldn't know, go about, but you want to know, so you go into them. All right, so the noun for this is curiosity. It's like C-U-R-I-O-S-I-T-Y. Take out the second U. But Josie is a curious person. She's curious about the Hakka people. Here's another example. Claire was curious about elephants, so she read a book about them. Claire was curious about elephants, so she read a book about them.
Curious 就是好奇的，它是一个形容词。像是我觉得婴儿 babies are curious about everything around them. I know their eyes wide open. 就是婴儿对周围就是周围的一切都很好奇。或是有时候人家会说 Why did you ask? 你干嘛要问啊？那就说 I was just curious. 哎，我好奇而已啊，不能问哦。好啦，回到课文提到是 Claire， 她对什么很感到很好奇，就是 elephants 大象。所以她读了一本相关的书籍这样子的。
So she wanted to learn more about elephants?
I guess.
And she learned more about elephants.
Uh-huh.
So Stacy wants to answer Josie's question about the Hakka.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I think we should visit the new tile house Hakka Cultural District in Zhubei.
竹北。他说我想呢我们去造访竹北的新瓦屋客家文化保存园区。这里他用了 should, 就是应该。那其实他的用法当然就是跟中文的应该是很类似啦。但是呢注意哦他的文法后面我们要接的是原形动词。像是 we should go to bed early. 我们应该要早睡。We should, but we don't. Okay.
Well, sometimes.
Okay, 要注意的是哦，不管你的主词可能是 he, she, 那因为是助动词有 should, 所以后面的动词还是要用原形动词，所以这个都不要搞错。好啦，想要知道更多有关助动词 should 的用法，我们一定要请教我们的 Magic Box 老师。
Magic Box, 找亮点。 I should work out more so that I can fit in this suit. 哎呀，最近呢真是吃得太好啊，整个人呢变得圆润了起来。我呢应该要好好健身一下才能穿上这套礼人装啊。变大变小也救不了我发福的身材，我就是超级英雄蚁人。Should 这个都助动词哦，其实是呢助动词 should 的过去式，但呢比起当作过去式使用呢 should 更常呢在中文里被翻译为应该，而它的用法呢其实就跟中文很类似，所以大家呢应该不难理解咯。但是呢在我们看到应该怎么使用之前呢，我们要来复习一下助动词的用法咯。助动词哦，顾名思义它是要来辅助动词的，所以呢它的位置一定是在动词之前。比方说 I am a good boy， 我是一个好男孩，助动词的位置呢就要放在动词之前，所以句子呢我们就变成 I should be a good boy， 我应该要当一个好男孩，它的位置呢就在这边，在动词的前面哦。知道了助动词在句子里的位置，我们就可以来看一下应该 should 各种形式的应用了。比方呢博士看到我呢，哎，整个人发福了，就在那背后偷偷嘲笑我，所以博士就跟他老婆说 He should exercise every day， 他应该每天都要运动了。He should exercise every day。 注意到呢主词哦虽然是 he， 但是呢因为助动词 should 的关系哦，所以 exercise 仍然呢使用原形动词。那如果是否定的话呢，我们就要使用 not。 像我女儿呢应该要认真念书上学，怎么可以迟到呢？ She should not go to school late， 她不应该上学迟到。我们呢也可以把 should not 缩写为 shouldn't。 She shouldn'tGo to school late， 他不应该上学迟到。最后呢我们就要看一下问句怎么说，有两种用法了。第一种呢是简答题，我们呢就搭配 WH 开头的疑问词来使用。例如哦 What should I do， 我应该怎么做。 When should I be there， 我什么时候要到那边呢。第二种用法就是是非题 Yes No 问句，例如我想要瘦下来， Should I eat less in the evening， 我应该晚上少吃一点吗？ Yes You should， 是啊你应该睡前哦不要吃太多，或是哦 No You shouldn't， 不你不应该哦，你早上少吃一点就好了。所以呢该减肥我到底应该怎么做呢？ What should I do
Okay, so we're talking about another word here, which is cultural,the Hakka Cultural Center. So cultural is an adjective that means something is about culture, which is the language, food, clothes, writing, stories, I don't know, other things, about a people. So a district here is a certain area in a town or city. So put together, a cultural district is a place in a town or city which is about culture.
Oh, there you go. So cultural 是什么呢？就是文化的，像是cultural differences 就是文化差异、那 district 是什么呢？它是一个名词，表示地区或是区域。 Okay, so I guess they're going to Zhubei.
Yeah,、I think so. Okay, so Josie and Stacy finish the trail and head to Zhubei.
Oh, 没错，所以他们两个人就走完步道并前往竹北啦。Head to.
Head to is another one of our word power words. It is a verbAnd head is spelled just like my head,、H-E-A-D. Let's find out what this head to means. Okay, so as you know, the word head as a noun means your head. But if you head to something, that is a verb phrase that means start to go or be going somewhere. Used the same way as go, kind of, but it's more at the beginning and during the action. So if I say I'm heading to Zhubei, it means I'm starting to go to Zhubei.Or, I'm heading to, I'm going to Zhubei. Like, I'm on my way there right now. It doesn't mean I'm going to go there in the future, it means I'm going there now. Okay, so also, another way we can say something like this is head out. So if you say, let's head out, that means let's start to leave. Let's head out and head to Zhubei. Here's another example. It's time to leave work and head home. It's time to leave work and head home.
Head 呢其实就是前往的意思，其实它就是 go， 像是 head back or head home， 就是 go home 的意思的啊。OK， 所以当然刚刚的例句就是 It's time to leave work and head home， 就是该是时间怎么样，就是下班回家咯。
Yay! Let's go home!、
Yeah, favorite time.
Yes, favorite time of day.
Yeah.
Although, Stacy says, you can see some old Hakka buildings here.So they're at the Hakka Cultural District.、
Uh-huh.
Sometimes people come here for the farmers markets on weekends.
Nice.
That sounds fun.
I know. 他说你可以在这里看到老式的客家建筑。那偶尔人们会在周末来到这里逛逛什么呢? Farmers market, 就是农夫市集。所以通常他们会在一个固定时间地点举办哦。然后最棒的是它就是可以生产者直接将他生产的农产品送到市集。然后当然它上面会有一些就是就是标志。就是说这个农产品是非常安全的啦，然后基本上它就是可以跟消费者面对面，所以这样贩售的一个模式、
oh,
sounds fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun. Okay, so Josie says, wow, these old buildings are fascinating. Fascinating here means really interesting. Oh, so she finds them really cool.
Right, 她说哇这些老旧建筑好迷人哦，因为 fascinating 有迷人的意思。
Uh-huh. And Stacy tells her,Let's look around and then get some delicious Hakka food.
Oh, Hakka food is delicious.
我们
走走看看，然后吃一些客家食物。They're so famous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'll have to try it sometime.
Yeah.
So Josie says, I'm in.
Okay, I'm in 是什么呢？就是我加入，我要参加。所以如果有人可能说 Does anyone want to go to a movie tonight? Sure, I'm in.
I'm in.
Yes, I want to go.
Yeah.
Okay. And last we read...
Yeah, so Josie and Stacy start walking around the old buildings, of course, because、uh-huh. they're going to go explore and then get some food.
Right, okay, so Josie and Stacy 开始在老旧的这个建筑间散步。Wow, that comes to the end of our two-day article.
That's
Let's
right.
Let's now go to our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, for our review time, we're playing fill in the blanks.
Yay!
We learned four words,、
mm-hmm.
but this one we have to test you. 我们只会有两句话 so you have to guess which word. Okay, 比方像是 if you want a blank blanket...Blank blanket.
A blank blanket.
There are、
okay.
more here in the closet.
Okay. If you want a blank blanket. A thick、
it?
Blanket.
Oh, there you go.
Or a thicker blanket.
Yes,
Maybe
thicker
I have a、
blanket.
Thin one right now.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Let me think. She gained a lot of...blank at that job.
Okay, we talked about work experience.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for that word.
You got it.
Yeah, okay. So you guys can play this game at home or, you know, at school with your friends.
Yeah, of course.
We're out of time.
We will see you next time.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Hsinchu County. Tongue blossoms and Hakka life.
Josie and Stacy arrive at Huelong Trail. Tongue blossoms cover the trail.
The flowers really do look like a thick carpet of snow.
Aren't they beautiful?
Do these trees only grow in Hsinchu County?
No, you can see them in other places too. There is actually a National Hakka Tongue Blossom Festival.I just brought you to Hsinchu to get the true Hakka experience.
Josie and Stacy stop to take some photos.
I'm curious about the Hakka people. I'd like to learn more about them.
I think we should visit the new Tao House Hakka Cultural District in Zhubei.
Josie and Stacy finish the trail and head to Zhubei.
You can see some old Hakka buildings here.Sometimes, people come here for the farmers markets on weekends.
Wow, these old buildings are fascinating.
Let's look around and then get some delicious Hakka food.
I'm in.
Josie and Stacy start walking around the old buildings.
Thick. thick. You should wear a thick sweater today. It's cold outside. You should wear a thick sweater today. It's cold outside. Experience. Visiting Hawaii on vacation was a fun experience. Visiting Hawaii on vacation was a fun experience. Curious. Claire was curious about elephants, so she read a book about them. Claire was curious about elephants, so she read a book about them. Head. It's time to leave work and head home. It's time to leave work and head home.
认识字汇
Cultural District Fascinating